This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, January 25th. God's word for you today is Not with Ahab. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 29, verse 24, which says, "You are your own worst enemy when you partner with a thief, for a curse of guilt will come upon you when you fail to report a crime." Success is almost never a one-man show. Nobody does it alone. Nobody. We need each other, which is why you need to be part of a church community. For your ship to get out of harbor and for your ship to set sail, you have to have the correct partners. The Bible is filled with examples of right and wrong partnerships. Case in point, Jehoshaphat. He had a partner in Ahab, but a wrong partner. Someone that God had cursed. In 1 Kings 22, please read, when they wanted to war against king of Syria, Ahab sought counsel from all his prophets except one. Jehoshaphat insisted that they need a counsel from a prophet of God, but Ahab objected because the prophets always prophesied negative things for him. What does it matter if the prophet is speaking by God? Is that not supposed to be the most important thing? Ahab was only interested in prophets who will tell him what he likes to hear. Jehoshaphat insisted and Ahab called for prophet Micaiah. Micaiah told them that if they go to war, they will die. "I told you that this man does not prophesy anything good for me," Ahab said to Jehoshaphat. So instead of facing his destiny, Jehoshaphat partnered with Ahab, someone that was going nowhere. You need to reevaluate your partnerships. Some partnerships have expired. They were useful, but they did not maintain their relevance. Partnership is on two fronts, spiritual partnership and physical partnership. So far, we are focused on the physical partnership. However, there must be a spiritual partnership with Jesus before any physical partnership with any man or woman can make sense. So if you're reading this devotional today and you know that you do not have a spiritual partnership with Jesus, I want you to drop your devotional now. Bow your heart and ask Jesus to come into your life. Ask him to be your spiritual partner. The beauty of partnership with Jesus is it is an eternal partnership. There is no time like right now to secure your spiritual partnership with Jesus. As you do this, I pray that God will have mercy and cleanse you, save you, and partner with you. However, some of us, like Jehoshaphat, are children of God but connected to Ahab. You know that your partner is not going anywhere. I want you to prayerfully disconnect from Ahab, even right now, and trust that God will bring you into real and genuine partnership, in Jesus' name. If you're saying, "Lord, I need a partner, please lead me," that is your prayer. Pray it. If you're saying, "Lord, I need to disconnect from Ahab, help me disconnect even now," that is your prayer. Pray it. I pray that for everyone that needs to disconnect from Ahab, that disconnection will happen right now in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that for everyone that needs a divine partnership, that divine partnership would happen right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I totally disconnect from every partnership with Ahab, and I ask that you bring me into divine partnership in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.